Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us here at the Morning Commute, Liberty Broadcasting Systems, here the affiliate of the American Christian Network, broadcasting out of Spokane, 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630, and of course our live listening audience, which accounts for probably more than half of our listenership on our live listening commute. Live listening commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
I hope they're live.
Yes. Yes. No dead commuters out there.
Yes. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there.
Yeah.
And yes, that's right. Commuters are especially good if they're alive.
Absolutely. Of course, some of them, it's disputable. Many of them, right, you'll find, are paralyzed from the neck up, but yeah, nonetheless, still alive.
You know what? Here's a historical fact for you, just right off the cuff. Did you know that back when they first started making the very first cars, all of the doctors, they all got together and they diminished the production of cars. They said they're dangerous and people will get brain damage if they go over 30 miles an hour, right? And I remember when I first heard that, I laughed. I was like, oh, that's so silly. And then, you know, then I was driving down the highway and, you know, got cut off by somebody. I was like, well, you know what? Maybe there's actually some merit to that.
Into some brain damage. You're going over 30 miles an hour and it's just something happens to you.
That's, well, you know, there just may be merit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's why they put the governor on the speed for Subarus so they can't go faster than that.
Yeah, really.
To love getting stuck behind Subarus, right?
Subarus.
You're like 5 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Well, I know.
No matter what the speed limit is.
It, you know, in fact, one time when I got a speeding ticket, I told the judge that I went to pass a Subaru in a passing zone. And he goes, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. He actually let me off of that ticket because he felt sorry for me.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, okay. Let's see. We've got a lot of stuff to get to today and more than we'll have time for, but we're sure going to have fun trying to get it all out. We've got the word of the day we're going to get into, and then some updates, some stuff going on here in Liberty State, some updates on a poll that King 5 came out with the gubernatorial race.
Great.
A update from the CDC is not working out very well for the globalists. Controllers, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, they can't figure out their own story anymore, I think, you know.
No.
I mean, here first they're saying, well, you know, you've got Biden saying, well, 200 million people have died from COVID, you know.
And well, I thought it was from his speech. He said, by the time I'm done. I was thinking,
speech.
You know, that's preposterous. I mean, I'm sure that the suicide rates probably did spike while he was speaking. But it doesn't mean 200 million people died during the time of his speech. So I think he's getting the two things confused.
Well, he's the guy that says you have to follow the science, right? So,
oh,
so
yeah,
if,
the science.
If the science told him that 200 million people in America had died from this, well,
I
you
think
know.
That's what the science, he's trying to tell the scientists. The scientists need to listen to him.
Right. Anyway.
Matter of fact, we've got some stuff. Speaking of holding to the science, which he loves to say.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some new science we're going to talk about right directly after the word of the day.
Excellent.
So what do you got for us?
Yes. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Wednesday already is coming to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, which reads, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him."
All right, I was trying to copy that just to confirm. I've got 1 Corinthians 2:9. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
1 Corinthians 2:9. Good one. All right.
Well, so what do you think of that?
Well, I like it. It's encouraging. It's inspiring for me. There's a second part to it, too. I don't have my Bible open right now to that. What's the next part? 2:10? Read it again.
Okay. It says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." And then 10 says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God."
Yes. So we do know. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Okay. So basically, it's so amazing you can't even imagine it. You can't even conceive of it. Except if you have the Spirit revealing that to you. And I think those are the glimpses that we get. We feel like, you know, the glimpses that we get of his kingdom and what it might be like. And
those who diligently seek him, he basically imparts more knowledge to those people. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that for believers, we do get to see that. We sense that's part of our faith, where those who don't have the Spirit cannot even grasp any of that, which ties in with yesterday's scripture of where, I can't remember how it was worded, how they hate you for your faith. You know, your...
That was for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it works.
I know. I kind of like the idea, though, of when we get there, that it's not going to just be like everything that we had expected.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going to be
mind-blowing. It's still going to be, we can't even wrap our minds around it. But
like getting all the way down to Arizona and you get to your travel lodge hotel. You know what I mean? And it's, you've got your stuff, everything that you expected. I expect there's going to be some more mind-blowing attributes than that, of course.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with your surroundings. You know, it says that he goes to prepare a house for us. And I've always thought, I don't want to be in a house. If I'm around God, I want to be right next to him all the time. I don't need a house. You know what I mean? So as far as just the sheer amazing factor with that goes. So,
yeah.
But
it's going to be amazing, no doubt.
Yep. And those things which God has prepared for those who love him. So then, if anyone loves God, they are known by him also, is what it says in 1 Corinthians 8:3.
Right.
And so, they're just, because it's important that we not only ask, because the two commandments that Jesus left us with were, to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, might and soul, and to love your brother as yourself. And so it's been important throughout this past few months when we've been calling the church to repent. I think it's important for us to ask, how are we to love God? How are we to love our brother?
And I think we've done that.
Right.
I mean, I think that's how, we have demonstrated and explained different ways practically, in a very practical sense, what that really means, what that looks like today.
Right. And what that even looks like in government was our specific task. And
protecting them from lies, from being stolen, including their liberty from being stolen.
That's right.
From them. And which ties in with what we want to talk about. The lies that we've seen in 2020 are astounding.
I know.
We even have the liars telling us, follow the science. You have to, have to embrace the tyranny because it's for your own good, because we're following the science. And the longer we get through those, the quicker, we embrace this, the quicker we'll get through it, which is all a lie, right?
Right.
So here we are again. This is truth. This is how you love your brother, by telling them the truth when the lies are so prevalent. And the truth is being suppressed. It's a revolutionary thing, right? Which is to tell the truth in a world of lies. So this is from SHTF plan. That's Stuff Hits the Fan plan, kind of a prepper term. And the title, CDC study now just shows, matter of fact, I'll just read it. A new study released by the Center for Disease Control. We're following the science now. And prevention, disease control and prevention, has released the findings of a new study in which the overwhelming number of new coronavirus cases came from people who religiously wear masks. light on the religious emphasis. The study, although some of them do worship the junk science, right?
Yeah.
As if it looked, climate change and other areas in our culture where we do worship it like it's a religion. But the study, which was released in September and ignored by mainstream media and politicians, found that masks are ineffective at the prevention of viral infections. The study, which was conducted in the United States in July, found that when the CDC compared 154 case patients who tested positive for COVID-19 to a control group of 160 participants from the same healthcare facility who were symptomatic but tested negative, over 70% of the case patients were contaminated with the virus and fell ill despite always wearing a mask.
Well, there you have it.
Right. So now, but will it change their behavior in terms of the level of tyranny? I mean, we have in New York alone, what, $130,000 worth of fines just last weekend in New York City.
Yep, because they're fining each person $1,000.
$1,000 for being in public without having a mask on. And the bulk of those were actually five different religious entities. They didn't identify which churches,
right,
which were holding services in defiance of the, you know, the 10-person ban. And so New York City rakes in $130,000 in fines. Now, they didn't everybody just get out their wallet and just pay it, right?
I hope nobody pays them.
I hope they don't. I hope they fight it.
I hope they band together and just refuse.
Absolutely. File a class action lawsuit together and,
yep,
you know, put,
yep,
something like that together and just sue the
fight
snot
it
out of them,
fight
especially the religious entities.
Yep.
But even just your own personal. Here's the science right here. They want to follow the science. And it's no different than the vaccines, where you find people who are getting sick, well, just take the common flu shot. And the overwhelming majority of the people that are getting the flu have had their flu shot.
Right, right. How do you explain that?
Right, right, exactly. And, well, you need to get the flu shot anyway, so you don't, well, you don't become a carrier. Right? Well, you can still become a carrier. Even if you get the flu shot, you can still carry it.
Oh my gosh!
But
okay,
but
know,
anyway, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. People always get the. Everybody I know that gets the flu, they go, "Oh, I got my flu shot. It would have been so much worse if I hadn't gotten my flu shot."
And then we never catch it.
Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Yep.
I haven't had a flu shot since I was in the Army, and they forced us. I was a DOD contractor, and they made us. It was like, "We're going to lose your job if you don't get a flu shot." I'm like, "Really? You got to be kidding me."
Yeah.
So anyway, but other than that, that one time, even as a DOD contractor before, I was skated the system and I, you know, never ended up getting one. You're supposed to.
Right.
And you just nod, you give them lip service and you just, right, go on about your business. They never really followed through and I never got the flu. Matter of fact, I didn't get the cruds until I got the flu shot that year.
Right. And, so, you know, so we saw somebody the other day. Actually, I was fairly impressed with this person. Out of all the mask wearing people I have seen, this one actually had some common sense to her. And what she had on was something that looked real similar to like a, just maybe a step down from a military grade gas mask. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so everyone was looking at her, but I was like, you know what? Hers actually makes sense. Out of all the rest of these thousands of stupid masks out here that actually do nothing,
right,
and keep no virus out at all.
Yeah. These are the replaceable, least, external,
yeah,
replaceable
this
filters.
This woman, if this was a true pandemic, she was wearing the mask that I would have been wearing.
That's right.
And that one actually made sense to me. And so even if her beliefs were incorrect, at least she had common sense to go with her beliefs.
That's right.
You know, at least it wasn't just a cloth mask that anything and everything could go through.
Yep. All right. Well, Alerts USA just came out with an alert yesterday. New Jersey governor issues an updated 14-day COVID-19 quarantine advisory for persons traveling to New Jersey, which, why would you ever want to go to New Jersey? I don't know. But 38 states are on the list now and territories due to the increased positive test rates. I wonder if they're following the science or they're just following which scientist.
I know.
They can't
know.
Get their own story straight.
Well, it just depends on which one's getting paid more, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that's getting paid the most seems to have the biggest coverage and biggest voice out there across the media.
I would say your name, if your state is on their list,
right,
that's a good thing.
Yep.
Idaho is... Oh, Idaho is on there. Washington is not. Not a good sign. Well, we're going to do something about that. We're going to get rid of this governor.
Yes, we are. This election is
Washington
not
State.
Very far away, and we get to send him packing.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we got updated poll numbers, but we're going to talk about that poll when we come back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are in Patriot territory. Hopefully you are too. If you're not, you're in our prayers and in our thoughts. They're in occupied territory outside the wire. Hang in there. You're not alone. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble and our heritage of freedom will perish. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
One in 1,000 African Americans has been killed because of the coronavirus. And if he doesn't do something quickly, by the end of the year, one in 500 will have been killed. One in 500 African Americans.
Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones. Great to have you guys all with us. This is segment two, which is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. The website is Strategic Self-Defense. Don't forget to add in a dash between self and defense. StrategicSelfDefense.com. Giving you the home field advantage, overcoming threats by planning and equipping and training around your home, your business, your vehicles, your life, your day-to-day environment that you operate in. Learn how to defend it on your own home turf. Great folks. StrategicSelfDefense.com. Also, lots of great positive feedback on our Minuteman Coffee, but don't forget to use the coupon code RFR for Radio Free Redoubt. Use the coupon code RFR and save yourself 15%. You can't beat it. It is roasted. It is produced in the American Redoubt in Liberty State, specifically. Support a Patriot-owned business there as well. That's MinutemenCoffee.com. Don't want you guys to miss out on a great opportunity to save some money. 15% really adds up. Wouldn't you agree, Lady Liberty?
Yes, I do.
The one for me?
I love... Thank you. Yeah, you're the one for me, too. That is the best coffee, actually. Out of all the coffee that we've tasted lately since... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess probably since spring. We went through quite a bit trying to figure out what coffee we wanted to use for our own Amron gear store.
Yeah.
And I think theirs is better than the stuff that we found for our gear
store. It is. And that was also roasted in the American Redoubt. And it was excellent, but not nearly as good as this. It's just hard to find a coffee that's from that one place that we don't want to support because they're flaming left-wing liberals based out of Seattle.
That's right.
But this one of those places, you're like, I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. It's amazing coffee.
Yep.
How do they do it? Well, we found a place that's that same punch, that same
yep.
effect, that same, how did, this is amazing. How do they do it? Well, thank the Lord. There is a Patriot owned alternative business to support. So
that's right.
They just
don't
have one on every street corner yet.
Yet.
Hey, we should franchise it.
Yes.
I'm sick of being a poor patriot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. If I could just be a poor patriot forever, I could.
Oh my goodness! Imagine what we would do. Where's our George Soros?
I know.
Come on.
I know. Wouldn't that be handy?
Why can't we have some billionaire come along, put us on a six-figure income to advance the cause of liberty instead of the communist globalists? Where's the counterparts? It's not fair.
I know.
We have God on our side, so it's really not fair for them.
Right.
But, you know, gosh, it'd really be nice to give them a couple good black eyes, you know, occasionally, too, by being able to endlessly fund all kinds of patriot activities.
I think those black eyes are coming in this election.
Black eyes.
Big time.
Black eyes.
They're coming. And because I don't know, I'm just so optimistic with watching what's happening across the nation and how everybody is standing up. All the Christian patriots are standing up. I think they've heard the word, you know, President Trump's cabinet of his religious leaders that he keeps having meetings with and informing them to inform their congregations as to, you know, how important this election is. I think there's some major black eyes coming in our opposition's direction.
Yeah, black eyes
this
matter.
Election. Black lives matter. Okay, that was. I just have to say that was sweet. Black lives matter.
All right, King 5 just ran a poll. Inslee is leading the poll according to this poll, but Culp is showing major gains as well. And according to their poll, 54% of the folks who were polled said if the election were held that day, 54% of them would vote for Inslee. And 40% said that they would vote for Culp. And another 6% were undecided. So I don't see how you can find 6% undecided right now. But, I mean, the lines are so clearly drawn right now.
Right.
Everybody knows what side they stand on. Maybe they don't want to. Why would you even participate in a poll if you're undecided? You know,
I wasn't asked.
I think
were
that's
you?
Misleading. Exactly, you know, my point. This is King 5 news out of the Puget Sound area.
Right.
Right. So look at their base.
So what, did they go sit down at Starbucks and take this poll? You know, come
on. Well, they're claiming that Culp fared better on the east side of the state. But how far into the east side of the state did they really reach?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm sure they have the analytics that can tell what part of Washington people, you know, participated in.
Right.
But look at the level of participation from the east side, from
that's
Liberty
right.
State. It's going to be misleading, just like the Trump polls.
Right. And that's what everybody has always said across the Republican Party, comments as to why they haven't been in the lead. And it's always because they're just shy of 2 or 3 percentages of the vote over here from the Eastern Washingtonians. And so I believe that we will way, way overcome that very small gap that they're looking for.
Yeah.
And so, no guarantee. I mean, we don't want anybody to take it for granted that, they don't have to vote this time because it won't matter. We need everybody and their dog not their dog, that's a Democrat thing.
Right, and they have to be alive, and you can only vote once.
Right We have to keep it honest.
Well, they're not very speaking of following the science. Polls are science, right? It's the study of numbers and statistics, and that falls into the science category. They're not even honest about that. They're talking about how the polls, which are junk science, just like the climate change and just like COVID, just like all the other junk science that supports their globalist tyrannous agendas. Here we are. Once again, yesterday we talked about in Pennsylvania, 8 people attended. In Phoenix, Arizona, 0 attendees except for staff, technicians, and media.
Yeah, attended the Biden-Harris.
Right. And
really?
So, yeah, there's another one too. Just got in. Joe Biden speaks to an audience of 10 people and 24 reporters in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Wow.
So more than twice the number of people in attendance were media sitting there covering the coverage.
Well, See, and that just backs up the fact that all their polls they're citing, like the YouGov polls, those were all international polls where the international globalist community could chime in on an American poll.
I know.
And that is just so deceptive. It's just unreal.
We're up against evil. We are up against absolute evil.
Right.
And you've got, in the last few minutes, you've got quite a bit. You've got a half an hour's worth of research sitting in front of you. What do you want?
What do I want to say? Okay,
what do you want to cover here, in 3 minutes?
Okay, quick. Let me do the speed run through some of this stuff. Okay, there's a couple things that I wanted to describe here. Schools using fake history to kill America, right? This is what we've been talking about, where the product of what our communist teachers and professors have been teaching and recruiting into their little communist armies are now on the streets. And this article backs it up. And it says here that suddenly this topic of American kids not being taught their actual history is the topic du jour, right? And they're now paying attention to what is being taught in our public schools. In fact, President Trump recently blamed the escalating mayhem in the streets on the indoctrination by schools and the media. In September, he blasted the toxic propaganda being peddled as history in American classrooms. And to deal with it, the president said he is willing to sign an executive order to promote patriotic education. So can I just give three cheers for Trump? You know, I mean,
Hooray!
Very nice.
No,
thank you.
No kidding.
And gosh, don't you love that guy?
He's been listening to the morning commute, I think.
I don't wish to defund
the government indoctrination facilities. But I mean, this is
That's exactly what we've been talking about.
Citizenship, patriotism, yep. You know, America, all the stuff that they're trying to purge absolutely needs to happen. But look what they're doing. They're stacking the system in the world. This article that just came out in the Federalist, countries that kill journalists and keep concentration camps are elected to the UN Human Rights Council.
Of course, right. Of course they are.
China, Russia, and Cuba were each awarded seats in the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday, despite their gross abuses of the very rights the council pledges to uphold.
Well,
hypocrites.
It's appropriate. The UN is not a good organization, ever. Never will be.
Absolutely not. Never have been, never will be.
Communist-based.
Amen. All right, Lady Liberty, we're out of time, so let's
wrap it up.
Farewell. All right, you guys have a blessed day. Be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
You all have a wonderful Wednesday, and blessings to everyone.